Questions 8 to 12.
Do we know anything about the learning process?
Well, one bird that's been studied a great deal is the zebra finch, a small, colourful bird that originates in Australia and has black and white stripes on its tail, like a zebra. Just as we have to hear language when we're babies in order to learn to speak, zebra finches need to hear song early in life to be able to produce it. To become fluent in their song, they also need to practice it repeatedly. And in fact, one study found evidence that they practice in their sleep. Electrical brain activity goes on, which is similar to the brain activity when they're awake and singing.
That sounds like an efficient use of their time. Is there any time limit on when a bird can learn to sing?
Normally, a male zebra finch develops a version of the adult song when it's at least 20 days old and will have more or less learned the song by the age of 35 days. Practicing it means that it masters the song by around 60 days, and if it hasn't heard any zebra finches singing by then, it won't learn the song at all. After the age of 90 days, when the bird is fully mature, its song won't change.
And do all individual birds of the same species sing exactly the same song?
No, they don't. For some species, small differences can develop, which over generations become different dialects, just as with human languages. This is often the case with birds that imitate others. Marsh warblers, for instance, spend the winter in Africa and can mimic the calls of over 70 bird species. These will be other birds living in the same region. So each male warbler's song indicates which part of Africa he winters in. A few species, like starlings and minahs, imitate sounds that aren't birdsong and incorporate them into their own individual songs. Some starlings have been known to mimic sheep. In Oxford, they mimic buses. But the Australian lyrebird seems to be the bird world's best mimic. It can imitate 12 other birds, car engines, car alarms, even chainsaws cutting down trees.
Jenny, thank you.
Thank you.